The question is, please talk about from the fish house and how you've used it in the past and will continue to use it. And so I just want to say I've used it when teaching poetry workshops to both adults and teenagers. I think it's a great thing for new poets to hear these other poets reading their work and talking about it. It really opens things up. For new students of poetry, first because they see how wide open the field is, that the aesthetic choices and then the rationale behind those choices are infinitely varied. And two, there's also strange similarities despite those differences. And secondly, I think it's invaluable as a teacher because I can just assign poems and they can listen and really listen and mark the rhythms and the sounds. I feel like I'm always trying to get new writers past the sense-making instinct, which is so strong and seems to dominate and even overwhelm their work, and it overwhelms other more necessary aspects of poem making. So I try to move them towards sound and meter, and I think the ability to listen to poems the way we listen to songs brings the whole endeavor closer to sound and song. I think it's crucial to the learning process. And it's also a valuable resource for me as a perpetual student of poetry to hear what other poets are doing and what they're saying about their own work and what they're thinking about. So some of the answers are just brilliant. It's a great resource. I think, you know, A.J. Collins's discussion of his formal strategy for a poem is about as good as it gets. And so you should go listen to that right now.